Good morning. It is Kale and Company live here on WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com. It is a delight to have you with us here on a Friday. Friday Fun Bunch. Not all of the Fun Bunch has arrived as yet, but we have some fun people in the studio. We have our resident flick chick, Kitty Ray. Good morning, Kitty.
Good morning. I made it.
As the theaters close one by one throughout the state of New Hampshire, there was an article about that in the Monitor today.
But and it does not mean there's no movies. There's still a lot of stuff happening.
Oh, that is
so
correct.
Don't give me my walking papers.
No. You won't get your walking papers. And joining us is a familiar voice as well to WKXL audiences, Jane Cormier. Jane, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ken. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, and I know that you have a great event to tell us about. We've been talking about it from time to time here on Kale and Company, but it is just around the corner. It is happening on Sunday. Tell us all about it.
Well, New Hampshire Opera Idol, I think this is probably close to the 30th year that we've offered this competition. And New Hampshire Opera Idol offers the opportunity for emerging young opera singers to come out and participate in a competition, win some money. But I think even the most important thing is, number one, performing in front of a live audience. And number two, perhaps getting something that they can use on their resumes going forward. Really important, because the opera world has seen a real decline of the emerging opera singer competition. And so we really need to help these young singers.
That is certainly correct, and it's going to take place Sunday. Great venue, Bank of New Hampshire Stage. It'll be in the Canton Room.
Yes.
At the Bank of New Hampshire Stage, which will be kind of an intimate setting.
Well, we definitely decided to do this differently this year because we didn't want to have a big theater. We wanted to try to do it in a cocktail kind of setting.
Right. Yeah.
And the singers are still dressing up to the nines, and it's still going to be the same competition, but in a setting that we hope people will feel comfortable coming in.
So how long has the competition been going on, this particular one?
Oh, my goodness. You know, hard to say. Probably the early 2000s, or because we started opening Opera Fest of New Hampshire, around 2000, 1999, I think.
Yeah.
So we did one. We started the competition almost from the very beginning of that. So long time.
Now, when people show up on Sunday, it starts at 3, doors open at 2.
Yep.
At the Bank of New Hampshire Stage. What can people expect when the program gets underway on Sunday afternoon?
So the first thing we'll do is sort of explain the voting. We're going to explain voting because everybody gets a ballot for every singer when they come in. And even if they haven't had a ton of experience, I'm going to sort of talk them through, what are you listening for here? And they're going to have four components that they will give a number to, 1 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll tally those numbers at the end, and they will have one vote as far as, you know, who the winners are. So the audience is actually really participatory in this.
Very good.
Yeah.
So how many contestants are remaining?
So we have 11 that made it to the finals. And I think they come from all over the country. I think only a couple from New York, two or three from Massachusetts, and the rest are flying in to do the competition. So it's great. We've been doing on my little show, Art for Living, we've been highlighting opera singers. So the people that participated get the opportunity to have a little interview, and then they can put that on their page.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to do everything we can in little ways to help these singers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's going to be a great, it's a great venue to begin with.
Yes.
And there is a bar there in the Canton Room,
yes,
so people will be able to have a drink, and it will be a great listening. How are the acoustics there?
They're actually not too bad.
Yeah?
No, I checked them out. We went out, Sal Prizio, who's the head honcho over at the Capitol Center, great guy. We sort of went through the room. It has a beautiful Steinway piano, which was really rather important that the singers have good accompaniment,
sure,
you know.
Sure.
And it's not going to probably be the best, hugely best acoustic, but absolutely it's going to sound great. And each singer before they sing will explain to the audience what their aria is about. So I don't think any aria is over 5 minutes.
Oh,
so
okay.
Again, for the new person that might be listening, easy time, you know, to understand, and you'll hear some really beautiful music.
Very good. And tickets still available?
Yes, yes. So you can go to ccanh.com, and you can buy them right online. And the Capitol Center also has been having us on the... What do they call that?
There's a marquee. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Which is great. So, yeah, hopefully some people will come out. And we hope that people, WKXL has always, from, you know, as far back as I can remember, sponsored the first prize, which is $750. And this time they're undertaking the whole event.
Mm-hmm.
So sponsoring the whole event. So we hope people come out and support these singers and have a nice afternoon on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's this Sunday, so don't delay, folks. And, you know, are you going to video this?
Yes, absolutely. So Concord TV is going to be there, and they're going to shoot the whole competition for us and then play it on Concord TV. And that link also can be given to the singers, again, to give them a little something extra to put on their site.
So, right. Maybe we can put it on our WKXL Facebook page.
I think that they're planning on that, yes.
Oh, good.
I know nothing about any of that logistics stuff.
Okay.
So
well,
I'm just one of those old opera singers. You know?
But it sounds great, and it's a unique opportunity to hear some opera in the area.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And live.
Live.
You know, that's the thing. We're seeing some on TV these days or the HD, you know, events, which is nice.
Yeah.
But it's a different thing when you hear it live, when you hear the breathing and you can really feel the singer producing the sound. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. No doubt about that. So, again, folks, it'll be this Sunday. And don't forget, and doors open at 2:30.
Yes.
And you can get tickets in advance at ccanh.com.
Yes. And you know what? Before I forget, I want to give a shout out to Avalok Music Institute, which is in Boscawen. And they're helping us with this. They're going to subsidize the second prize for $500.
Ah, nice.
And we're going to be working with Avalok and in the upcoming months to let the folks know what's happening over there, because that's an exciting endeavor for people in this area to know about.
Great.
Yeah.
And that is terrific. So thanks to all of our sponsors for stepping up and coming, bringing their resources to help with the New Hampshire Opera Idol, which will all culminate on Sunday afternoon. And it'll be at the Bank of New Hampshire stage in the Canton Room.
Yes.
Which is like above the seating area.
Yes.
Yeah. It's upstairs.
It's
upstairs, isn't it?
It's upstairs, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, upstairs. And they do have elevators. If you need an elevator, you can get an elevator to the second floor. So it'll be a great day. And what's the capacity? Do you know what the seating capacity?
You know, I think it's around 100.
Yeah.
It's not a huge space, but I would say, you know, Sal said around 100 in that space.
Good. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, it's a great facility.
It is.
And we're blessed in this area to have some great facilities.
Totally.
Like the Capitol Center for the Arts, like the Bank of New Hampshire stage, the Canton Room, where they hold various events like this one on Sunday. So we do have some great facilities here, even though a lot of our movie theaters are shutting down.
Yeah, you know what? Is the Canton Room, though, is it upstairs?
Yeah.
I think it is, yes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I was just thinking about that. I'm like, I'm not sure.
When you go to the top of the seating area, it's right there.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's right, you know, in back of the balcony.
Is that the, in? A balcony?
Yes.
Balcony.
Yeah.
Okay.
The balcony at the Bank of New Hampshire stage. In fact, Kitty and I ushered the first event that was ever in that theater.
Oh,
that's
how cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was the first event?
It was a singer from Boston.
Yes.
I can't remember his name. Like a hip-hop singer.
Yes.
Okay.
From Boston.
I'll have to look at my pictures because I grabbed a picture with him.
Yeah.
Very cool.
But they've had many events there. They do show operas from time to time.
Yes.
And
I think the operas are in the big theater, aren't they?
Yeah, some of them are. And I think they moved some of them to the Bank of New Hampshire stage, too.
Okay.
It's a great facility. And kudos to all who put this event together, like you, and we appreciate all you do for the opera community in the state. So again, Sunday afternoon, don't miss it. If you do, it'll be on Concord TV.
Indeed.
And we'll share a link, or they'll share a link with us here at WKXL. But it's better to see it live.
Always.
Theater is always better live. And this, I think, would come under the guise of theater, right?
Musical theater.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Jane, thanks.
Thanks so much.
Jane Cormier from Artful Living here on WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com, or on Facebook Live.
Yes.
The cameras are on. And we need more viewers. We only have like 4 right now in our viewing audience. So, again, tell your friends and neighbors to get on their Facebook page. WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com is the Facebook page. Hopefully by the next break, Tom Raffio will be here from Northeast Delta Dental. Tom promises he's going to bring those Great Brothers donuts again, so we shall see. We'll be right back. Kale & Company Live, WKXL, presented by Northeast Delta Dental, and we will be right back.
There she was, just walking down the street singing.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
She looked good.
Looked good.
She looked fine.
Looked fine.
Looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing.
So this is what we do on a Friday morning here at WKXL. Sit around, have donuts, and sing along with some of the great hits from the blast from the past. There you go. And so anyway, we are here, and Kitty Ray is in the house, our resident flick chick. Timeless Tom Raffio is with us as well.
I love my name. Remember now, today is my Delta Dental Plan of New Hampshire annual meeting, so I was... had some early morning things to do, but last night I was at the Miss New Hampshire scholarship process. And every year on a Thursday night, I give out what's called the STEM Scholarship Award. So the 3 women who fill out an application and their studies relate to science, technology, engineering, math, I get to give out the award.
So outstanding.
It was really
outstanding.
Nice.
Cool.
And that's a thick book, right?
Yeah.
There.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's all
the different women that have
won
over the years.
Wow. Let it. Yeah.
And we have like a local sorority. So Dr. Stephanie that you've heard on the chiropractic commercials.
Right. Yeah.
Her daughter was the...
She's the reigning, isn't she?
Right.
Miss New Hampshire, yeah.
So Brooke, but her other daughter was in the... Emily is her name, was in the competition last night.
Oh, okay.
And then, of course, Dr. Stephanie herself was Miss New Hampshire in the 90s.
Yeah, exactly.
So they were sitting right in front of us. So it was kind of cool.
That is terrific. Now, the competition is going to take place when?
Basically, it really starts when I only know this because when I was a judge several years ago. So on Wednesday, they have a private, the women have a private sessions with the judges, just interviewing and things like that. And then Thursday last night really began the formal competition with the athletic competition, and then whatever their particular skill is, and then there's some amazing dancers and incredible. These women, by the way, just everybody, and I know this because sometimes people say, "Well, Miss New Hampshire," but you know, this is really about scholarships. I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars are raised so these women can go to school. So, for example, the reigning Miss New Hampshire. Is a doctor of chiropractic, mm-hmm. so it's Dr. Brooke Mills.
Dr. Brooke Mills.
So she was funny. She said, "Well, she's kind of like, because her mom was Miss New Hampshire and also a doctor of chiropractic."
Yeah, exactly. Following in her mom's footsteps,
exactly.
And I know that Brooke has had to overcome a lot. She went through a lot with an injury she sustained and had to make a real comeback in her life. And she has done that very, very successfully.
And, I see her at, the road races that we sponsor. She's always very gregarious. So that's the Thursday night competition. And then Friday and Saturday, there are additional contests, and then they announce it Saturday night. So it's going to be interesting because there are a lot of talented women that were on the stage. But just so everybody knows, this is all about scholarships, and all of these women, Kitty, are the type of young people that you would want working for your company because
they're
poised, they're smart, they're hardworking. I mean, a lot of these women are putting themselves through school, doing this preparation for this performance. It was really quite something. And then they have these little princesses, 5-year-olds, that bring out the girls out on stage sometimes. So Havana came with us last night.
Ah, nice.
So she's eyeballing that. So.
She could be a future Miss New Hampshire.
She is, I think, going to try out to be a little princess. You have to be in kindergarten. So next year she'll be in kindergarten. So she was good. She was really, really good when they were singing and dancing. When they were, when they were talking.
Yeah.
She is shy too. Though. And you know, Tom, with the Miss New Hampshire, though, and you're talking about all of the qualities, but you think about how they have to be well organized. The project, looking at project administration to have a to go through this whole process. I mean, it does take a lot of skill. Ability,
organization,
everything. I mean, it really does. Spending that amount of time.
Yeah, and many of these women have settled in New Hampshire and have gone on to other careers in different professions, such as Dr. Mills. So, anyway, it was a fun experience. I just wanted the listening audience to know it's at Stockbridge. I think you can still get tickets, but I think it pretty much sellouts. So that's what was going on in my life last night. And then, of course, we have Brothers Donuts.
Brothers Donuts, thanks to our good friends, Brothers Donuts in Franklin.
Thank you. And then I'm going to see them tomorrow morning.
Oh, you are?
Because we have, there's a race at 9 a.m. in Franklin for the V&A on hospice. So what we're going to do is, since the race is in Franklin anyway, we're going to stop at Brothers at around 7:30. Pick up the donuts, kind of like what we did, as you remember, for the SCA race.
Right. Oh, boy, they were a big hit there, that's for sure.
And so we can get about, this race is a smaller race, so we'll probably get like 125 donuts. Well, 12 dozen would be 144, right?
I believe you're right, Tom. That Harvard education is starting to pay off.
Although, don't tell anybody I went to Harvard because all the Ivy League schools are.
I know. Geez. We don't want to get into that.
Unless, of course, one of those is a baker's dozen.
A baker's dozen would be 13.
Right,
yes.
In which case, it would be 145 or something. But
like a baker's dozen.
They did this. Don't they do the same with corn when you go to a farmer's market?
Yeah. Baker's dozen of corn.
So that's what we're doing Saturday, and then Sunday, Ellen and I have a relay half marathon in Newcastle.
Oh, my gosh.
And do you know where Newcastle, I guess, was one of the first scenes of the American Revolutionary War, right?
Well,
that's what I'm told. I don't know.
I think that's true, but we talked a little bit about the Civil War yesterday on the show with an author that we had on, but part of the Revolutionary War, no doubt, was in Newcastle.
You know,
right by Wentworth by the Sea.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's where they all stayed during the Revolutionary War. And Wentworth by the Sea.
I have never been there.
Oh, you should. I'm taking my board of directors to a strategic retreat. We're going to stay at the Wentworth, but now that Ellen's involved with my life, so instead of being stuck in the hotel Saturday morning, she's organized a race
Of course.
Participation counts, so all my board members will be either walking or running and raising money for our foundation. So it's pretty exciting weekend ahead, and today I truly do have my Delta Dental Plan of New Hampshire annual meeting. So cool. Kitty and Ken, I know you don't believe this, but I do pay attention to my real job.
I know you do, and you do it extremely well. And you know, you've done so much for the state, really. And on a serious note, you have, and you've been such a going concern in the state of New Hampshire for so many years. Everybody knows Tom Raffio.
Oh my God! And we will be at today's meeting. We will be talking about the success of the Medicaid program for adults dental, as well as the veterans program. So every Friday when I announce this number, I always get two or three calls. So you must have a million people listening.
Well, at least.
Three on Facebook. But but veterans, if you're not eligible for VA benefits or Medicaid, just give me a call directly at 223-1300. And either myself or Dr. Mitch Curry will call you back and we'll talk with you. And if you're a veteran and don't have any other coverage, you know, Dr. Curry will handle you.
Very good. And by the way, speaking of Newcastle, you know who's from Newcastle is Duncan Robinson of the Miami Heat, the Celtics' opposition in the first round of the NBA playoffs.
What a bummer that second game.
Oh, that second game was truly a bummer. The Celtics decided not to play any defense in that game, and it cost them. It cost them. They didn't contest too many. 23 three-point field goals for Miami in that one.
So the only silver lining, I don't think Miami will be able to do that again. But the Celtics have to play hard. I mean,
yeah. Sometimes I think they feel they can just show up and win games, and I think that's the mindset they had on Wednesday night, and it didn't work out. It didn't work out, but the good news was the Bruins won.
Yes.
Bruins with a nice win. Brad Marchand finally came to life in that third period on Wednesday. You know, coming into that game, Tom, and I mentioned this to Kitty the other day, he had, in those last 27 games prior to that one.
Like one goal.
I think he had three, but not very many. Not very many.
So after the break, let's talk about who should be the starting goalkeeper.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We will do that. And
thank
more.
You, Brothers Donuts, too.
Yes. Thanks to Brothers Donuts in Franklin. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 3 a.m. to 11 a.m. And, boy, I'll tell you, the donuts, look at them. We have to hold them up
wait.
To camera three.
Yes.
Hold on. Tilt them a little bit there, Tom.
Don't
so
drop them.
People can see them a little bit better.
Oh, Lord.
All right, there they are. You won't see that many after the break, that's for sure. We'll be right back. Kale and Company Live, WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com. We are presented by Northeast Delta Dental. That was pretty good. Welcome back, Kale and Company Live, Friday Fun Bunch here at WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com. Tom Raffio, President and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental, Neat Dresser. Boy, I'll tell you, I love your combination today, Tom.
Oh, thank
really.
You. In my sartorial splendor.
Sartorial splendor. Yep, and don't get any donuts on it or coffee. Don't spill any coffee like I just did. Kitty Ray is here, our resident flick chick. By the way, David Brooks of the Concord Monitor did an article today, and I love the articles that he has in the Concord Monitor. And Ray Duckler and Eric Rinston Lobel, they do a great job. All of them and all the reporters there, many whose names I can't pronounce. But at any rate, David Brooks had an article today about the declining number of movie theaters in the state of New Hampshire. And, of course, the most recent one was the Regal Theater on Loudoun Road, much to the dismay of Kitty Ray.
Yeah, it was you were like emoting last Friday.
I know. Yeah. Really?
You were there for the last show.
I was. Yeah. Yep.
Which was Kung Fu Panda.
Four.
So four. I didn't see the article, but is David just because of the economics?
Yeah. Or? I mean, people just aren't going to the movies in the numbers they once did.
But in the traditional way as well. I mean, because of what they're finding is that people are going for more of an entertainment
Right, like
atmosphere, like Chunkies even. In fact, they said in the paper, is this right, Ken?
Yeah.
That they are closing two Chunkies.
Right, in Pelham and Nashua,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
You're right.
Chunky and cheese?
No,
the
just
movie
the chunky
theaters.
Movie okay. theaters yeah. where they do serve food and drinks.
Beverages, adult beverages, yeah, while you're watching the movies.
So they're even closing those, but I think, and we were talking about the Red River, and
not closing.
No. But is there? Did they say anything about AMC's? Does New Hampshire even have AMC theaters?
I don't believe so. I don't believe there's an AMC theater in.
I know a lot in Virginia. Yeah, areas like that they do because
unless the ones at Rockingham Park are. I don't know at the mall.
I have
down
a
there.
Brilliant idea though.
What?
Ken, you want to hear it?
Yes, I do. I want to hear all of your brilliant ideas,
so
Tom.
So the road leading up to our wonderful station has a lot of holes. I think that we should invest, you, the three of us, in a drive-in theater and have that. You drive through, and then people watch the movie, you know, right where the trail, when you go up to the trail right there. What do you think of that?
I think it's a good idea. Great idea.
I mean,
great
and of course,
idea.
Drive-through movies
theaters.
Along long.
Well,
well
that's
no,
true.
There are a few, but
there are some. There's one in Milford.
Yep. Actually, a friend of mine just told me that one's open for the weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
I
good.
I think it's going to open
that's
in the
good.
Summer, but she was saying that it's now open on the weekends.
That's very popular.
Have you guys been to a drive-in theater?
I haven't been in quite some time.
I used to go all the time as a kid.
Yeah.
I know.
Not recently.
Where did you go? I know Tom grew up in the Boston area, as I did. And
they were everywhere.
I used to go to the Revere Drive-In Theater.
That one.
There was one called the Suffolk Drive-In Theater, which was in East Boston. And
one in Milford's going strong.
Yep. It is, isn't it?
Yes.
Their season's about to start up in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, well, you know what? Andrew, my friend said that it was open on the weekends now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in the spring they open on the weekends, and then once summer hits, they're open every night.
I'm going to hit that one. I haven't been there yet.
Good double features.
Yep. Yes,
Sometimes triple.
Sometimes triple, yeah.
Truly?
Truly. Yeah.
Actually, during COVID, because nothing was releasing, they were actually doing cult classic nights where they would play, you know, stuff from the 70s and 80s. And you'd have double features. I think one night they had, like, both the first Ghostbusters movies and things like that.
Oh, that's weird, because Ghostbusters, the newest one, is the one I want to see.
It's very good.
I hope they show that. You saw it?
You've seen it
already?
Yes.
Oh,
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
Maybe we can get that sing along with Ghostbusters.
Yes.
At the drive-in theaters, do they still do that thing? Maybe, Andrew, you know, where they subliminally put like a picture of a Coke. I'm thirsty.
Let's all go to the lobby. They still do that.
With the popcorn boxes.
And, you know what I always remember? The ad I always remember, Tom, and you won't be surprised to hear this. At the movie theaters, the drive-ins that I went to over the years, Yogi Berra for Yoo-Hoo, the chocolate drink, Yoo-Hoo.
Yeah.
There was always an ad for Yoo-Hoo, Yogi Berra bringing his family to the drive-in drinking Yoo-Hoo, which was available at the concession stand.
The only commercial that was better than that was Big Yaz Bread.
Big Yaz Bread, that's right.
Carl Skrumsky had bread named after him.
You know, guys,
Big Yaz Bread.
I have to tell everyone, no matter what we're talking about, there's always that little twist.
1967 Red Sox.
No, that goes to the Red Sox.
And in the
always.
North End.
Yes.
What happened in the North End, Tom? They called Carl Friend.
Friend, that's right. Carl, you friend.
And they hope
the man
the
they
season
call
would never end.
Oh, and Ken, you actually said to me once about I was supposed to tell Tom something.
Oh, no. Here's what I was thinking. Something you said one night this week. You said glory be.
Glory be.
Here's Tony C. with homer number 20.
Did I hit it on the head or
you
not?
You know what, folks?
They may not win the pennant, but they'll sure make people scared.
Sure, boy. I'm going to have to, like, hold up a sign now that we're on Facebook Live, and it's going to say, help me. Please.
Tom is the only man I know that can recite word for word the Impossible Dream album from 1967.
Because people don't realize, but the Red Sox were terrible for the first 10 years of my life, and so when they turned it around and won the pennant in 67, it's like, and then, of course, they... In '68, they really didn't have a great season.
Not a
they
good
were over
year.
500, but So just to kind of amuse myself during the 68 season, I just kept replaying the 67.
The 67, yeah.
I think you both did. I'm not sure.
Well, I know I wore mine out, but and I'm sure Tom did as well. But
hey, so let's talk about the Bruins. If we're talking sports.
I did want to mention, though, there is a drive-in at Weir's Beach.
Okay.
And one more thing before we forget, before we run out of time.
Okay. Yes.
Tonight is the big night at the Scenic Theater in Pittsfield. It's the opening night of Getting Away with Murder, directed by our producer on Kale and Company and other shows here on WKXL, Andrew Gibson. And Andrew, I know you had a good dress rehearsal last night.
We did, yeah.
All set.
You're excited?
We are good to go. Yeah, we're excited. I'm sure there's a little bit of nervousness, but that's normal. They're excited. They're ready to go.
How big is the cast?
The cast is only, I think it's like 10 people.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's a small cast. Yeah, it's an ensemble
piece.
It's
good. Yeah.
And it was a show that was on Broadway, but for a limited time only.
Yeah, it did not last very long, unfortunately.
And co-written by Stephen Sondheim. No music involved.
His only straight show.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you go. Just wanted to mention that before we run out of time.
Well, congratulations, Andrew.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, and
break a leg.
Kitty and I will be in the audience next Friday.
Yes.
Excellent.
Looking forward to it.
I hope you like murder mysteries.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
With a little bit of dark comedy.
Oh yeah. That's my kind.
Folks, it's not for a younger audience.
No. Keep the kiddos at home.
Mature audiences only. Let's talk about the Bruins now. And Wednesday night in Toronto, Jeremy Swayman, out of the University of Maine, was between the pipes and played very well.
Right.
However, let's go around the table. If you were in the shoes, Tom Raffio, of Bruins coach Jim Montgomery, who would you start tomorrow night?
So I'm not one that says, sort of second-guessing, but I really do think that they should play Swayman again until he looks fatigued or has a bad game, and then they can bring back Allmark at that point. Just kind of like when they won in 2011, which is unbelievable, but whatever, 13 or 14 years ago. Tim Thomas, remember he stood on his head, and that's how they won the cup.
He did.
That's what we need Swayman to do, and then if for some reason he gets tired or injured or has a bad game, then you still have Allmark. So that's what I would do.
Kitty Ray, what do you say?
I think playing in, now they're going to be in Toronto.
It's going to be in Toronto again, yeah.
I think they need to go with the for sure thing, and I think it's Swayman, even though I'm a believer in alternating, but they have to make a mark there. They have to show they can win away from home, so I'd go with Swayman.
Well, they did win away from home Wednesday with Swayman.
Yep.
I would go with Allmark. I'm going to stick with what got you there. And
remember,
that was alternating goalies all year long.
Remember, he was last place in NFL picks, though, so keep
Which
that in
one?
Mind. Ken.
Me.
Oh, yeah,
me.
That's right.
Not Allmark. Me. Me.
Swayman's in Toronto's head, too, so.
Yep.
True.
We'll see how it all plays out tomorrow night. Bruins and Celtics. Boy, it lined up nicely. Red Sox around 4, Celtics at 6. Bruins at 8. What a Saturday it's going to be.
Wow.
How about that?
I'm going to be in Connecticut. I'm not even watching a game.
You'll have to tell us after the break, what are you doing in Connecticut?
All right, we'll take a break. Kale and Company continues here, WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com. Friday Fun Bunch, thanks to Brothers Donuts, thanks to Tom Raffio, Kitty Ray, Andrew Gibson. We are all presented by
Northeast Delta Dental,
and we'll be right back. We are heading down the home stretch of this edition of Kale and Company Friday Fun Bunch. Everybody has big weekend plans.
Yes.
Except me.
You're watching all the sports. I'm headed to Connecticut for a baby shower.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Not my baby shower, but I have a niece and a nephew that are having a baby in May.
So that would be what? You'd be called
a great aunt.
Great aunt.
Yes.
Okay.
Why do they, but at some point, let's research this. Why do they skip, it's not grand aunt, grandparent?
Yeah.
Let's go right
True.
To great.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
Hey, all I can say is I'm a great aunt.
You'll be a great aunt again.
And my weekend is going to be filled with racing in Franklin tomorrow for the V&A, and then racing At the Seacoast near the Wentworth on Sunday.
Wow.
Newcastle. Sunday!
A lot of running.
Sunday.
Again, for my veterans friends, if you're in oral health pain, give me a call at 223-1300.
Kitty awesome. Ray did see a movie this
I
past
did.
Week,
oh, yeah.
and
I
it
did.
Was...
Yeah, Dune Part 2. And that's like a three-hour movie, and actually, it's one of those... Tom, have you seen any Dune movies?
I have not.
I had not seen Dune Part 1, and I know they're based on books, and I have not read the books. And this is a series that Timothy Chalamet and Zendaya... Austin Butler's in this, Javier Bardem, Josh Brolin. It's really funny. I didn't think I would like Dune at all. And then when I saw Dune Part 1, I'm like, I think I could go for the Part 2. And the Part 2 had just come out like beginning of March, I believe. And it's 3 hours long. And I wished it was longer, actually.
I even saw it, Tom.
You didn't nod off with me.
A couple of times.
And so. I asked Ken to go. And, you know, it's weird. In a movie that long, I expect people to be restless and kind of go to the, you know, a lot of people moving around, going to the bathroom and stuff. I think maybe one person in this theater, and there were quite a few people in the theater. And
what theater were you in?
I went to Hooksett. To the Apple.
Yep.
And I think it's an IMAX, but I did not see it in the IMAX theater. I wish I had. But anyways, Ken, you're not going to believe this, and this is how much I like this movie. And I'm giving it 5 boxes of popcorn.
5 boxes?
5 boxes.
Whoa, that's the ultimate compliment.
And that's even with Ken nodding off?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even with me nodding off.
Forget about it.
I mean, I could nod off.
Yeah,
anything,
he nods
yes.
off. Well, yeah. But this movie, it was just, I just loved it. And I mean, everything about it. And yeah, I think it definitely rates a 5. And there will be a part 3. In fact, I think it's going to be the Messiah. I mean, that's based on the books as well, because it's obviously the ending. You know that there's going to be a continuation of this movie. But it was great. But it's so funny because, not funny, haha, but the high valuable commodity in this movie is spice. And this is like this universe with... everyone is after spice.
Really?
And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. But it was great. It really, I fell in love with it. I really did.
You know, it was better than I expected. It really and truly was.
Yeah.
We have had some comments today. Somehow they Uh-oh. Weren't showing up. Let's see.
If they told me I had anything in my teeth, it's too late.
George,
that's all I'm going to say.
George Flores, thank you, saying good morning, everyone. We know that Jerry and Tiffany are out there from Florida.
Hello.
And also had Joe Benoit.
Yes.
Joe was out there.
Oh.
And for some reason, I couldn't get the captioning today, whatever it was. But anyways.
Well, if you had Joan Benoit, that might be.
Well, you know what? This is Joanne. This is Joanne.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Yep. So thank you guys
for listening.
For some reason, we had a technical glitch, and I couldn't get the responses today. But thank you for all who joined us at one time or another on this program. And, of course, the NFL draft still underway. They're still going. There's Kat. Kat is picking up her phone, and NFL draft last night, Tom,
all right.
And the Patriots are hoping that they chose their next franchise quarterback in Drake May out of North Carolina.
Yes, someone asked me yesterday who do I think they were going to draft, and I said I think that they'll go with Drake May, and that's basically what happened, and hopefully he'll be able to make an impact, maybe not on year one, but...
We'll see how it goes in training camp. They do have Jacoby Brissett back, the veteran presence, and we'll see how things go and unfold in training camp. But probably a good pick. I would have preferred they traded down and got a bunch of picks, but they didn't. And let's hope that Drake May, and you know, this is a funny thing. Don't come a little closer. I don't want everybody to hear this. I don't know if it's been revealed yet.
What
his official name is, Drake May.
What do you mean, his birth name, you mean?
Yeah, his Drake
Darth
May.
Vader?
That's his first name and his last name.
It's Duncan movies.
His name. If you look on Wikipedia, I was kind of shocked when I saw this.
It Poindexter?
It is Drake Lee Harvey May.
Wow.
Lee kind Harvey. Of shocking when I first saw it.
But maybe he has a grandfather.
Well, I'm sure
Lee.
It's a family thing. I'm
yeah.
sure it's not for you, you know.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah.
I hope not.
Jeez. No.
that, but
no.
you look it up on Wikipedia. You Google
wow.
that name. And
yeah, it's family, I'm sure.
It's got to be, but it's
yes.
Drake Lee Harvey May.
Wow.
Seriously.
You know, but if you were the parents, like, would you say, like, hey,
youngest.
Grandpa, I really do want to name you that, but...
Couldn't it at least be Harvey Lee?
Can we wait for another child?
And he's the youngest. He's the youngest of four boys. So they had all of those other names.
All those
names,
other opportunities.
All the
yeah.
opportunities.
Is that like naming a kid John Wilkes?
Yeah.
Yes.
yeah, just like
Lizzie
it.
Lizzie Borden.
Oh. Just like it. But look, I'll show you. Look at.
But so do you guys, are you saying that yeah. you thought they would pick him because the Patriots had the third pick and those other quarterbacks would have been picked first prior? If the Patriots had the first pick, would they have taken Drake
no,
or Jaden or Caleb?
They would have taken Caleb.
Caleb, okay. Yeah. So that was the reasoning
yeah. so
behind
Caleb
that?
Is, yeah, and then most people had Jaden too.
Yeah, to as two. So obviously that if they were picking a quarterback, that would have been their next best choice?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Now, you know, this is interesting. This is interesting.
Yes.
Another
right.
interesting
I took
nomenclature
a screenshot.
Thing.
I took a screenshot last night.
Okay.
See that? See what it says, Tom? Is his official name? Drake.
Oh my God! It has the whole thing. Drake Lee Harvey I mean, Oswald May.
No. It doesn't
Drake Lee Harvey May?
So I took a screenshot of that last
yeah.
night.
What
Do you
was
know
it?
That?
That's funny.
I just looked it up.
What they changed?
They've taken
it?
Out the Harvey.
Oh.
They took out the Harvey today.
Harvey.
Now look, see, look at as you guys.
But you have a record of it.
Wow, how it fast.
It's gone. Expunged.
Wow.
But we have a scoop here.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
Look
I don't think
that.
Anybody, nobody else is talking about this,
that's
folks.
Why, that's
there's
else.
A reason for it.
That's
folks.
Why Ken said, that's why he said, come close.
Nobody else is talking about this.
It's like a little scoop we have.
Yes.
All right. Now, we didn't do birthdays last week. A lot of people were upset that we didn't get to birthdays
well,
last
cause
week.
Because Kitty was gabbing for an hour.
Yeah. It was all her fault. It was all her fault. And we're kind of pressed for time, but we still have time for birthdays. The big one today, and we'll give Kitty the first opportunity. The first birthday that we have is Carol Burnett.
Oh, boy. I'm not even sure if mine's... Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Because I think I
yeah.
messed up. These donuts have got me all discombobulated.
Yeah. All
oh,
right.
We don't have time. 90.
No, she's a little older than that, so that's a little loud, but 91.
91 is correct. Bingo!
Kansas City, yeah. Here I come. Now I can't hear myself.
We fooled around with our buttons here. Can you hear yourself now? Now.
Kansas City. Carol Burnett, 91.
91.
She looks good for 91.
She does.
And the great boxer, Nino Benvenuti.
Who is that?
Nino Benvenuti. I remember him on the Friday Night Fights when I was watching them with my grandfather when I was six.
102.
No. He's closing in on 90, so I'll go with 90.
86.
All right.
86. 86 years of age.
Kansas City.
Or Nino Benvenuti.
Not to be confused with Oscar Bonavina.
That's right. I think a lot of people do.
I think they do.
All right. I'm being told that we have to mosey on out of here, get our milk and cookies and Brothers Donuts.
Thank you, Brothers.
And thank you, Brothers. And thank you, Kitty Ray.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom Raffio.
Thank you, Ken, for having me.
Yeah, I know you both are going to have exciting weekends. I probably won't. I'll be sitting by the TV and watching athletic events.
A triple header.
And getting fatter. All right.
Triple header.
Thanks, Tom and Kitty and Andrew. And good luck tonight, Andrew. And we will be back on Monday. So we want you to always look on the bright side of life and have a great weekend, everybody.